Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We welcome in Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
I heard you had a problem with Greedy Williams saying that his job isn't done until he has a gold jacket. Is that true?
Not true at all. No, I like it when guys come out and call their shot like that, especially when you had Joe Thomas saying that back when he was a rookie. I distinctly remember standing there on his very first day with the team saying that to us. And, you know, he went out and accomplished that, which is, you know, what you would hope that they could do. And Myles Garrett has set some very, very lofty goals for himself as well. And no, I don't have any problem with it at all.
Speaking of Myles Garrett, Pete Prisco came out with his top 100 players. Myles was ranked 53rd. Not bad for a second-year guy. Baker was at 89th, but Myles was 53rd. And I thought the interesting notation was he had 13.5 sacks last year. With more help up front, he should have more. We're living in a world where 13.5 sacks is somehow a disappointment, I guess, to Myles Garrett, who was a Pro Bowler last year. Does he have to have a better year in 2019 than what he did in 2018, considering what people are saying and even what himself said about Greg Williams kind of holding him back?
Yeah, I think he does have to have a better year. I think he's capable of 16, 17 sacks a year. And I also think he's capable of being a little bit more disruptive and actually making more impact play, so that when you look out there, you notice him at all times. He's jumping off the page all the time. So I do think that he can dominate a little bit more. And some of the coaches that I've talked to along the way say the same thing. You know, even his defensive line coach from last year, when I ran into him at the Senior Bowl, Clyde Simmons, he said he still wants to see some more of that dog in him. Steve Wilks said something similar and would like to have him maybe even meeting a Julius Peppers and things like that. So, yeah, I think there's more inside of Myles, and I think he would be the first to tell you that.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline. Yesterday, the dates came out, the times came out for Browns training camp. And unfortunately for people here in Cleveland, you know, there's going to be a few less practices because they're going to take part in the scrimmage or, you know, two-team in Indianapolis. The two teams are going to get together and have camp. Overall, what do you think of this schedule as it relates? You've been doing this long enough, and you've seen what maybe works and what doesn't.
Well, unfortunately for the people that, you know, that work, you know, 9 to 5 and have those daytime jobs, it will be somewhat difficult to get out there on a weekday. But I think there are enough opportunities, including the Orange and Brown scrimmage August 3rd at the stadium, to get out there and to see the Browns. So hopefully people can find their way out there. There are some weekend practices because this is going to be an amazing training camp. Everywhere you look, no matter what drill you watch, you're going to find really high-level football and great competition. I think this is going to be one of the most exciting and best camps that I've ever seen.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the show. I hate joint practices. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't like them either. I think it's a recipe for injuries, for fighting. I just don't think it's necessary. I mean, if people are saying that there are four, you know, that four preseason games are too much, you know, why add, you know, almost two more with joint, or three more? I think they're practicing 3 days together. With three joint practices. I just don't, you know, I know these guys get sick and tired of facing each other and beating up on each other, and you want to see what else you have, but I just don't think that, I really don't think it's necessary.
Mary Kay, I think it's interesting because that's a team that, and both teams might be thinking about this, about the other team, but the Colts are a team the Browns may have to get by in the playoffs. So I wonder if there's going to be some chippiness, whether, you know, the coaches are going to be paying close attention to the verbiage that the other coaches are using. We've heard stories time and time again, Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels studying some film of like years past of teams to try to copy that stuff. And it's interesting that those two teams, which could be top five in the AFC when all is said and done, are going to be together for an extended period of time.
Yeah, it is unusual. But of course, as you know, John Dorsey and Chris Ballard the GM of the Colts, are great, great friends, and they see the value in doing something like this. I think that in training camp, there are so many young guys that need to make a football team, that need to make a roster, try to make an impact, and the best way to do that is to, you know, to go out and hit someone extra hard or whatever the case may be. And I just think it, you know, you kind of hold your breath through those 3 days hoping that no one gets seriously injured trying to prove something.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Now, I'm sure you probably heard this audio. We played it yesterday, correct? We played it yesterday. I want to play it again for everybody. This is Baker Mayfield, audio courtesy of Sports Talk 1400 in Norman, Oklahoma, about Sam Ehlinger. Go ahead, kid, and hit it.
Sam Ehlinger stood at the floor of the Sugar Bowl last year and proclaimed that the University of Texas is back. So I'll just ask you, is Texas
he
finally back?
He couldn't beat Lake Travis, so I don't really care. His opinion on anything winning. You know, Westlake's a great program, but the two best quarterbacks come out of there are Drew Brees and Nick Foles. Sam can stay down there in Texas.
I like it. Good stuff.
That'll stir the pot. He doesn't like me, and I hope he knows I don't like him either.
Audio again, courtesy of 1400 and Norman. Well, first off, what's your thought? What's your thought of that?
Well, you know, I wrote about this yesterday as well, and my reigning thought about all of this is the Baker Mayfield brand. The Mayfield brand includes tough talk, abrasive talk, kind of calling people out, mixing it up on Twitter, social media, and I mean, this is what he's all about, and it's part of the Baker show, really. I think some of it is, you know, some of it is entertainment, really. I don't necessarily think he always means every single thing that he says, but it's almost like big time wrestling. I mean, it's just part of the theater that comes along with the Baker Mayfield package.
Can I just say something? I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm getting a little nervous. I'm getting a little, Mary Kay, I'm getting a little nervous. I think he might be putting a little bit too much pressure on himself.
Not
because of that statement. I mean, he's talking about a college guy, whatever. Just, you're going back to the Duke thing and everything else. It's just, man, you're saying a lot. You gotta, if you don't perform, even though none of this matters on the field, like Sam Ehlinger can't get in his way on the field, none of this matters there. I don't think you're going to sneak up on anybody this year. And my goal is to just make the playoffs. And if it goes awry, I think that this stuff gets used against him later on. And I don't want that to happen. I think he's a very talented quarterback, but there is always a tendency where expectations, they can be failed to be met that first year, and I don't want that to affect him. And I wonder if he's just putting a little bit too much pressure on himself. I got to be honest.
Well, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I think that it's part of his way of getting his game face on and getting himself fired up and ready to play at the level that he needs to play at to be as successful as he is. I think that sometimes he tries to fire up an opponent. If you look back at college, you know, even before the Kansas game and things like that, you know, he likes to mix it up like that. I think it's his way of getting ready to play this football game. And I think he needs to stay at that level, and he keeps himself there through some things like this. So I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. And unless some negative consequences come to him because of some of these things, I just think it's part of what you're going to continue to get from Baker.
Yeah, but like even last week or this week, I'm in my driveway. My neighbor comes up to me and asks me about the Duke Johnson thing. And I go, this is now 2 weeks. And there's just certain things that I wish he'd keep between him and his teammates. I don't know if I'd really want to go public with some of those comments there because it can be blown out of proportion like the Duke Johnson stuff was. And I don't think the Sam Ehlinger thing is going to be blown out of proportion, but I just wondered that, you know, you're only in your second year. It's just too much pressure to me. I'm sorry. Too much pressure.
Well, you know, you've got a lot of veteran players coming out, and former veterans like Willie McGinnis saying, you know, that's not, you know, he said this on NFL Network, that's not the type of thing that you should be doing, calling out a teammate, you know, getting your nose in another teammate's business and things like that. But Baker has already demonstrated he doesn't care about what people think about what he says. It doesn't matter to him if he's calling out a head coach, a former head coach, you know, an opposing quarterback, a teammate. I mean, he's going to speak his mind. That's who he is. And again, until there is some type of negative consequence that would cause him to rethink some of this, I think he's going to keep going.
All right, Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. You know we love you. All the very best.
See you guys. Thanks a lot.
See you later. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.